A leading renegade commander in Afghanistan says the insurgency against the transitional government and its coalition allies is entering a crucial stage as the country marks its second year since the fall of the hardline Taliban regime. The statement comes amid allegations that the Afghan government has lost control over parts of the country. In a signed statement sent to local media on Monday, rebel commander Gulbuddin Hekmatyar dismisses the Afghan transitional government as a puppet of the United States and says efforts to adopt a new constitution are meaningless. Hekmatyar, who served as Afghanistan's prime minister before the rise of the strictly religious Taliban, has joined Taliban remnants in armed opposition to the current government. The United States has classified him as a terrorist. The statement, which observers say is genuine, also warns other nations against expanding their peacekeeping role in Afghanistan. Hekmatyar's message comes as Afghanistan prepares to mark the second anniversary of the Taliban's loss of the capital, Kabul, to Afghan and U.S. troops. The period since that event has seen continued attacks by Taliban and Hekmatyar loyalists, along with allied militants from the Al-Qaeda terror network. Vikram Parekh, an Afghanistan-based analyst for the International Crisis Group, says the frequency of such attacks is rising as the Taliban regroups its forces.
I think what happened during the past year was that individual Taliban commanders fought their way out of northern Afghanistan, resurfaced in the south, and began to reassemble.
Afghan and U.S. forces have mounted a series of campaigns to root out the insurgents, with the most recent, Operation Mountain Resolve, launched Friday in the eastern provinces of Kunar and Nuristan. The U.S. military said Tuesday the new offensive has resulted in two skirmishes with one rebel killed in action. In the southern province of Zabul, however, the deputy provincial governor says that Taliban fighters have taken effective control over several districts despite a recent coalition offensive in the area. While other provincial officials deny this claim, Mr. Parekh says Zabul has long served as a stronghold of Taliban power.
I think the situation in Zabul was essentially that the central government never really had direct authority over much of the province.
Mr. Parekh says the central government has seen more success in provinces like Khost, where it has appointed strong local administrations and backed them with professional police and military units. Michael Kitchen, VOA News, Islamabad.